My name is Julian Ilman. I'm from England in the UK. I was originally born in Sandringham. Oh, this year I'm off to sunny Spain. Viva España! Aprende inglese gratis con mencionelinglese.com y inglespodcast.com.
Hello and welcome to another fantastic episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. This is episode 86, believe it or not, and we're very happy to welcome new listeners to this podcast, which will improve your English. Reza and I have more than 40 years of teaching experience in the classroom between us, and together we'll help you to improve your pronunciation, your grammar, your vocabulary, and pretty much everything else. In this episode, though, we're going to focus on pronunciation and speak about silent letters, those letters that are not pronounced in some English words. But before that, we have some feedback. Reza, how are you doing, mate?
Fine, how are you?
I haven't said hello to you, I feel bad.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good to see you again. So, Reza, we've got some feedback from iTunes. I looked at iTunes yesterday and I saw lots of new comments that I'd like to mention, one or two of them. And I'd like to thank everybody who's been writing feedback for us on iTunes and giving us stars and reviews, because it's a huge help for us. Reza and I become more visible with our podcast, and more people can find us if you show us some iTunes love over there. So a particular thank you to Eduzgzgzg, I'll spell that, that's E-D-U-Z-G-Z, that's his iTunes name. He says, "Hi guys, I lived in London for 3 years. My English is quite fluent, though it's always good to keep listening and learning. You both teach me a lot. I want to give you my congratulations on your podcast. It's the best one for me, and you're so funny many times." Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. But going straight to the point, fantastic teachers, very clear pronunciation, and very useful topics. As I said, you both are the best teachers I've ever had. 5 million stars for your work, because 5 isn't enough. Cheers. Thanks very much. We also have an iTunes review from Chihiro, which is X-I-H-I-R-O, who wrote a lovely review in Spanish. Just going to read the first sentence or two. He says, "Si quieres mejorar tu inglés o pulir un nivel avanzado, estos podcasts son imprescindibles. Craig y Reza son muy divertidos y te harán engancharte rápidamente. Se les entiende perfectamente." Wow, thank you. "Y explican muchísimas cosas con cantidad de detalles. Por muy alto que sea tu nivel, siempre aprenderás algo, seguro." And he continues, or she continues, I'm not sure who this person is. I just get the iTunes name. But lovely review. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And there's also a review from Jesus Velez, who, I don't know if you remember, Reza, he asked us to speak about academic English, and we haven't yet. But, Jesus, we have kept your email safely, and we will be recording an episode for you on academic English in the near future. So please be patient, and apologies for not doing that sooner. And Jesus says, "Calidad nivel, ¿qué más pedir de un podcast como este? Si te pones en contacto con ellos, contestan con brevedad y oyen tus sugerencias y peticiones. Algo muy importante cuando estás aprendiendo un idioma. Ánimo, Craig y Reza. Buen trabajo." So okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you also to Choni0059, to Anna Arminda, to Fer11, and finally to Jordi Togil. Thank you, everybody who's written reviews for us. So, pronunciation of silent letters. Reza, we practice the pronunciation of some words that have silent letters back in episode 38 that you can find at inglespodcast.com/38. But today, Reza and I are going to give you a bit of a longer list and focus on groups of words that have the same silent letter. So, Reza, what do you think if I say the Spanish word and you say the English word?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe leave a gap, a short space, so that any Spanish listeners can try to say the English word before you do.
Okay.
So the first group we have are words with a silent T or T sound. For example, escuchar.
Listen.
Listen. What about ablandarse, suavizarse?
Soften.
I'd like to say at this point, I apologize for my bad Spanish pronunciation. Silvar.
Uh-huh. Whistle.
Did you know that silvar in Mexican Spanish is chiflar? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Chiflar. Whistle, which also has a silent H. W-H-I-S-T-L-E. To
silent
whistle.
H and a silent T.
And a silent T. Mm-hmm. What about atar, abrochar?
Fasten. Like fasten your seatbelt.
Navidad.
Christmas.
Also a silent H with a silent T there. Christmas. And another common mistake by Spanish speakers, the silent T in Castillo in English.
Castle.
Mm-hmm. Castle. Let's move on to another group with a silent K. For example, cuchillo.
Knife.
Rodilla.
Knee.
Conocimiento.
Knowledge.
What about the English word for tejer or hacer punto?
Knit.
K-N-I-T. To knit a sweater. Then we have the word for pomo or picaporte.
Knob.
K-N-O-B. You can also have a knob of butter, can't you?
Yeah, like a piece of butter, a small piece.
Yeah. Conocer, saber.
No. Is that N-O or K-N-O-W?
K-N-O-W, but the pronunciation is the same. No and no, N-O. And finally, in this group, nudo.
Knot. Can you spell knot?
K-N-O-T, which is exactly the same pronunciation as the negative knot, N-O-T. To tie a knot, hacer un nudo. Before we continue with pronunciation, let's speak a little about our wonderful sponsor, Italki. Italki, well, what is Italki, Reza?
Italki is the name of a company with a silent L in the middle. Talk has a silent L, so does Italki. That's Italki, italki.com. And they're a company that will help you find online a teacher for you to improve your English. They are very, very convenient because you use it when you're free, when it suits you, when it's convenient to you. And you arrange the lessons for when it suits you, convenient for you. You find a teacher, you look at the profiles, you can look at the teacher's experience, you can look at where they're from, you can look at their specialities, you can look at the type of thing that they specialize in, which might be particular levels or particular themes, and try out the teacher. If you like them, great, fantastic. If not, try another one.
And they're also very affordable. You're cutting out the middleman, which means that you go directly to the teacher. There's no language school in the middle. You're dealing with the teacher. You're paying the teacher. And Italki take a small percentage from the money the teacher charges you. Now, you pay by credits. You buy credits. And if you buy 100 credits with Italki when you register, which is about €13-14, then iTalki will give you 100 credits free if you sign up using our link at inglespodcast.com/italki. Go there, register with them, try your first lesson with your new teacher, and you'll get another lesson free. We'd like to thank iTalki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. So, moving on to our next group of words with silent letters. What's the name of the piece of paper you get, Reza, when you buy something in a shop or a supermarket?
Receipt.
How do you spell it?
R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Difficult to pronounce for Spanish speakers, especially when you see it written. It's receipt.
With a silent P.
Pseudónimo? Did I say that correctly in Spanish? Pseudónimo?
Yeah. Pseudonym.
So what? That's a silent P again at the beginning.
It's the first letter, silent P.
Pseudonym.
And there are a few other words like that where the P is silent at the beginning, aren't there? So, Craig, can you test me on a few more words with a silent P at the beginning?
Certainly. There's psíquico or psíquica.
A psychic. A person who can see things which are not natural.
Bit like psychic. My mum, really. She's yes. She's a psychic.
Well, you could say all mothers are psychics.
What about psicología?
Psychology.
That's the subject you can study at university, right? Psychology. Psiquiatria.
Psiquiatria. Accent on the I, yeah? Psiquiatria.
Psychiatria.
Psychiatry.
I've got one more for you. Pneumatico.
Well, as an adjective, pneumatic. As a noun, it would be tire. But as an adjective, pneumatic.
So another silent P. P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I-C. The spelling of all these words you will find on our webpage at inglespodcast.com/86 for episode 86. Moving on to words with a silent B. Subir, ascender, escalar.
Climb.
Deuda.
Debt. That's D-E-B-T.
Can you give an example with debt?
I borrowed £20,000 from the bank. They want me to pay the money back. I have a £20,000 debt.
You have rather a large debt with the bank. Sutil?
Subtle.
With a silent B. Subtle. S-U-B-T-L-E. Now, the next one, I had a few words for the English equivalent. I had peinilla, peine, peineta. I think peineta is the ornamental one.
Right.
That they wear during fires. What's the word in English, Reza?
Comb.
C-O-M-B.
Comb. That word often gets mispronounced, doesn't it?
Do you use a comb?
I do, yeah.
I don't. I used to. I don't anymore.
I don't use it a lot, but a little bit, yeah.
I try to keep my hair short and I don't use a comb. I don't use a brush. I'm not sure if I can pronounce the next word. Entumecido? Entumecida. Adormecido. Insensible.
Numb. N-U-M-B.
And a similar sounding one. Tonto, tonta. Estúpido, estúpida.
Dumb. D-U-M-B.
The adjective.
Yes.
That's a dumb person. He gave me a dumb look. And next one. Dudar or duda. The verb or the noun.
Doubt. D-O-U-B-T, silent B. Don't confuse that with deuda, which is debt, D-E-B-T.
The vowel sounds very different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doubt and debt. One more. Útero.
Womb. W-O-M-B.
And the next one, Cordero.
Lamb. L-A-M, silent B at the end.
One of my favourite meats. I love lamb. And finally, our final silent B, tumba or sepulcro?
Tomb. T-O-M-B.
The tomb of Tutankhamun, for example. And our final group, well, for me at least, is with a silent H. For example, very easy, ora.
Our. So H-O-U-R, the initial H is silent.
And remember, with the article, you need the an before our because the H is silent. So you use an not with a vowel, but with a vowel sound at the beginning of the word.
An hour is una hora.
An hour. And una vez por hora?
Hourly.
Mm-hmm. Honesto or honesta?
Honest.
Heredero or heredera?
Heir and heiress.
Heir is strange, isn't it? Because it's exactly the same pronunciation as A-I-R, heir. Yeah.
Which is aire, el aire. But this is el heredero, heir.
And the spelling H-E-I-R, the heir to the throne, for example.
Or the heiress, if it's a woman.
Mm-hmm. Honor.
Honor.
Very similar, isn't it? And finally, honorable.
Honorable. And the opposite?
The opposite of honorable, dis. Dishonorable. A dishonorable discharge, for example.
Is there a U in the word honor?
If you speak British English, yes, but not if you are an American English speaker. So the American English spelling, H-O-N-O-R. And the British English spelling, H-O-N-O-U-R.
Craig, there's another important group of words which has a silent letter. I tell you what, let me read about five or six. Wait till I finish and tell me what the silent letter is.
Are you going to read them in Spanish?
Or no, only in English.
And I tell you what the silent letter is?
At the end of the list.
Okay, go for it. Let's rock it.
Sight. Language. Ride. Note. Care. Curve.
Is it the same letter, the same silent letter in all of those words?
Yep.
Well, it seems like it's E, a silent E.
Silent E at the end.
Oh, sight, S-I-T-E. I was thinking sight, S-I-G-H-T, silent G-H.
That's why I picked it, yeah.
Oh, you tricky thing. You're very tricky. Okay.
So silent E silent at the end is a very important group. There's a lot of words with a final silent E.
Although it does affect the vowel, doesn't it? Because R-I-D is rid, but R-I-D-E, ride.
It affects the vowel before.
The vowel sound, S-I-T, sit, S-I-T-E, sight. So it does change the vowel sound, even though the letter is silent.
The letter E itself is silent, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any more? I like these.
A couple of foreign words which have got into English, which are quite common. So because they're foreign, they have strange pronunciation. Where's the silent letter in gourmet?
Well, it's the silent T at the end.
So can you spell it out for the listeners? They might not know that word.
Is it G-O-U-R-M-E-T?
Yep.
Gourmet?
Yep.
Is it gourmet or gourmet?
I've heard two or three pronunciations, but the T is always silent. It can be gourmet, gourmet, or gourmet, but the T is always silent.
It's never gourmet.
Never.
It's gourmet.
Never. Be it British or American, it's always silent E, because that's a word which comes from French. Mm-hmm. We already talked about ballet in a previous episode when we were comparing American and British pronunciation. Ballet.
That's silent T.
Silent T. What about debut or debut?
Silent T, because there's a T at the end. D-E-B-U-T. Debut.
All words from French. Craig, there's just one more group to remind our listeners of, although we have talked about it before. ED or past simple or past participle. At the end of a word, the ed very often, but not always, the e is silent. For example, stopped, S-T-O-P-P-E-D, the e is silent. Kissed, silent e. Helped, silent e. Or traveled, silent e. So very often in ed, the e is silent. Craig, that's all from me. Let's call it a wrap.
We would love you to get in touch with us, to contact us if you have a comment about our podcasts or a question. You can record your voice if you like and practice your speaking. You can do that at speakpipe.com. That's S-P-E-A-K-P-I-P-E, silent E, speakpipe.com/Inglés podcast. Leave us a message there. You have a maximum of 90 seconds to speak. Or send us an email. Send an email to me at craig@inglespodcast.com.
Or to me at belfastreza@gmail.com.
And next week's episode will be speaking about academic English. And thank you to Jesús Vélez's question about academic English. Until next episode, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.